The issue of guns on campus isn't partisan for Tallahassee Democratic Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda. She ties her support to concerns about protecting students from sexual predators.
I think all women ought to have a strategy of self-defense.
And that's common. In many states across the nation, the argument for allowing weapons on campus has taken advantage of a broader conversation about rape at universities. Some advocates suggest the mere threat of concealed weapons will dissuade predators. Others argue giving students the option to carry a firearm puts a powerful tool in their corner. But for Raywinkle Vasalinda, the question is personal. She says not everyone will want a gun.
But I was sent to college with a handgun by my father, who trained me to use one. And thank God, because I had a rape attempted on me that I was wondering whether I was going to tell this publicly or not, and was able to get to my gun and was able to stop the rape.
Sunrise Representative and fellow Democrat Katie Edwards joined Raywinkle Vasalinda in supporting the measure. Edwards says if critics are uncomfortable with concealed weapons at schools, what they really need to do is push for changes in licensing requirements.
And I think the real issue before us, if we have a problem with people on campus, I would say the appropriate venue is to go back and visit who is eligible to carry.
But Democratic Representatives Kristen Jacobs of Coconut Creek and Dave Kerner of Palm Springs both spoke out against the bill. They're the only other two Democrats on the committee. Here's Kerner.
I refuse to believe that the answer, the policy answer, the legislative answer to the culture of sexual assault, to the culture of mental health and mass shootings on our campus is arming our students with weapons. And having served as a police officer, having risked my life to protect our community, I'm very deferential to those that do it for a living.
Kerner is alluding to unified opposition from police chiefs at Florida's universities. University of South Florida Police Chief J.D. Withrow and University of Florida Chief Linda Stump Koenig were on hand for public comment. Stump Koenig says adding guns in an emergency situation will divide police attention.
If that good-natured person with that concealed weapons permit is just carrying that gun, and all of a sudden, because they're in that shock of that moment, whether they've used it or not, if it's visible to me, I have to address that, and I have to address that as a threat. So that's going to slow our response down.
Stump Koenig also argues if the existing ban is lifted, officers won't have probable cause to ask people on campus if they have a weapon until that weapon is brandished or a threat is made. Barring some major change of heart among Republican lawmakers, it seems likely the governor will soon have to decide whether to allow concealed carry license holders to bring their weapons onto campus. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.